们欢迎各位来参加我们今天的聚会。
Can't control teenagers. Okay, this morning we'd like to again welcome all of our first-time visitors with us and those who want to come and see their children and grandchildren baptized. We're so glad to have you today.
我们今天很欢迎第一次到我们当中的朋友们来观礼，关于这个今天要受洗的这些弟兄姐妹们。
I heard about a man who died, so his wife, even though she had very little money, went to the local newspaper to put in an obituary.
我曾经听到有一个故事，是关于有一个人死了，虽然他们是很穷，他太太还是去了当地的一家报社，登了一个讣文。
The gentleman at the counter asked her what she would like to say about her husband.
在报社的人就问他说，你想要说一些关于他的什么事情吗？
She said, just put in Roger died.
他的回答说，你就说罗杰死了。
The gentleman was kind of concerned. He says, I mean, that's it? That just Roger died?
报社的人有一点关切，他说，你就这样就说罗杰死了吗？
Surely there's something more you'd like to say about your husband.
你应该还能再说一些有关你先生的事情吧。
If it's money you're concerned about, the first five words are free.
如果你是关心有关于钱的问题的话，那头五个字是不收费的。
So she pondered for a few minutes. She said, the first five words are free?
所以她思考了几分钟之后，她就说，头五个字是免费的，真的吗？
Finally, she said, okay, I want you to put in Roger died, boat for sale.
他说好，那既然前五字是免费的，你就这样写吧。罗杰死了，他的小船要拍卖。
One day my obituary is going to read Terry died.
有一天我死了之后，讣文会如此写，Terry 死了。
My wife may want to change my obituary just a little bit and it will actually read Terry died, Corvette for sale.
我太太可能会说我的讣文真正的会如此说，Terry 死了，他的 Corvette 的车子要拍卖。
The reason we all die is because of sin.
那当然，我们每一个人原因，为什么我们会死，就是因为我们有罪。
Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death."
罗马书六章二三节说，罪的工价乃是死。
Now it's important that we understand that the Bible talks about two types of death that are a result of sin.
我们要理解圣经里面所说到死的时候，它有两层的意义。
One type of death is the most obvious. It's physical sin. Our bodies age and our bodies die.
其中一种是很明显的，那就是当我们年纪老的时候，我们的身体就会死去。
The other type of death, spiritual death, is more serious because it is eternal death.
但是另外那种是更严重的，是属灵的死，这是永久的死。
Spiritual death is our separation from God because of our sin.
属灵的死是因为我们的罪使我们与神隔绝。
Today we want to find out how to avoid this eternal death and receive eternal life through our putting our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins.
今天我们要来一起看我们如何能借着认罪悔改接受基督为救主脱离永死领受神里的永生。
The theme of our message today is Christ is Christianity.
今天我们的主题就是基督教的中心就是基督。
Our faith rises or stands in the person of Jesus Christ, who he is and what he has done.
我们今天我们信仰的基础就是因为耶稣从死里复活。我们是与他一起复活的。
The title of the message is Peter's first evangelistic sermon.
我们今天所要讲的信息的主题是彼得所开的第一次布道会。
The message is the explanation of the crowd's question, what does this mean?
我们想要回答的问题就是一般人会问的，到底这个是怎么回事。
Take your Bibles and turn to Acts chapter 2.
如果你有圣经的话，请拿出你的圣经，翻到《使徒行传》第二章。
Peter here gives the explanation of the fulfilled promise that Jesus made that you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You'll be baptized by the Holy Spirit of God.
彼得这里所要讲的是说，你要受圣灵所给的礼物，然后要受洗。
And a great crowd gathered around the upper room that day because of the wonderful miracles that happened when the church received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那天有许许多的人聚集在一起，然后要看圣灵浇灌在他们的身上。
They heard a sound like a violent wind.
他们看到他们看到好像有声音有风大风吹过，像是有很大的声音，像是风大风吹过。
They saw what seemed to be cloven tongues of fire come upon all those that were in the upper room that day.
又看到有舌头如火焰显现出来。
And they experienced something that was called the speaking in other known languages so that everyone who was in Jerusalem could understand the gospel, the mighty things of God in their own language.
这里记载他们就都被圣灵充满按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
It was an historic day because it was the beginning of the church of Jesus Christ.
这是一个很关键的历史上的一件事情这就是所谓的我们今天教会的开始。
It was the day of Pentecost.
就是五旬节。
And Peter stands up and begins to make a proclamation about the risen Savior and Lord.
彼得就站起来开始来宣告我们救主的复活。
He begins his explanation by talking about the prophecy of Joel when they ask, what does this mean?
先开始提起约珥所说的预言。
The expression last days in this prophecy includes two distinct periods. The start of the second one is separated from the start of the first by a long period of time.
它这个预言里面是指到末后的日子它包括有两个时段。第二时段的开始和第一时段的开始之间间隔了一段很长的时间。
But in a way that was typical of the prophetic perspective, these two events are written side by side in the book of Joel.
但是大部分的预言似乎都是把两件事情把它写在一起的。
What the people were witnessing that day was the beginning of the last days.
众人见证的是末日到来之前的那个开始。
This was when people of all types and all ages would prophesy.
就是各种人包括年龄不同的人都要开始做预言。
And at the end of the last days, there will be cosmic disturbances as described in the book of Revelation, which will herald the great and glorious day of the Lord.
在末世的结尾会有在启示录里面形容那样子宇宙间的大混乱。然后世界会完全改变。
Peter begins to preach about the proclamation of Jesus Christ. What did Jesus do?
彼得在这里就开始要宣告到底耶稣做了什么。
This is just an introduction to the message that we're going to have in verses 37 to 41.
这个是我们现在就是要讲的37节到41节里面的一个引言。
Peter's presentation of the evangelic message of the gospel begins with a historical proclamation of the life, ministry, death, and resurrection and exaltation of Jesus Christ.
彼得在这里开始要形容关于耶稣他在地上的时候他所行的是什么然后他的复活跟将来的事情。
Peter begins his preaching of the gospel by describing events out of the life of Christ.
Wait a second, I got this order mixed up. 对不起我这个东西要先重新整理一下。
Your sermon's longer than mine.
Okay. I've added some to it. Okay, 那好了。Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Peter began his preaching of the gospel by describing the events of the life of Christ.
Okay, 彼得布道的时候先开始形容耶稣升天他的事迹的开始。
See, when we're sharing the gospel, the life of Christ is a crucial resource or a pattern in what we share to those who need Him as their Savior.
当我们在跟人家传福音的时候，基督的生平是传福音时候的一个很重要的资料。
The name gospel or good news suggests the first four books of the New Testament are actually evangelistic tracts.
顾名思义，福音书就是新约里面的最前面的四本书，就像是一个福音的单章。
Strictly speaking, they're not a biography, but a testimony.
严格的来说，不是一个传记，乃是一个见证。
They bear witness to Christ and to the good news of salvation.
为了基督和得救好消息所做的见证。
So you have the proclamation first, and then he speaks about the person of Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus?
所以他刚啊，彼得开始布道的时候，他会先讲到耶稣的生平。
And this week on television, you'll hear all sorts of documentaries on is Jesus Christ really God? Was he the Son of God? Did he really arise from the dead? Peter claims, yes, he did, because he was an eyewitness of all that Jesus Christ did.
这个礼拜整个礼拜你可能在电视里面会看到不同的节目要来宣告耶稣到底他是不是神，到底他是真的从死里复活。我们会看到很多这样的这个片子。
Peter's second major feature of the gospel presentation is a theological evaluation of the person of Jesus Christ.
彼得讲到的第二个特色是对耶稣这个人在神学上的这个评估。
He claims, first of all, that Jesus Christ is Lord. With the resurrection and exaltation of Jesus Christ, the disciples now better understand who he is.
彼得宣称耶稣基督是主，在基督复活被接在荣耀里之后，门徒们终于对耶稣认识的更透彻一点。
The title Christ or Messiah or Anointed One points to the hope of Israel for a deliverer.
基督这个头衔指的是弥赛亚，就是受膏者，指向一位以色列人在等候的解救者。
In other words,The title Lord emphasizes the sovereign kingship of Jesus in our world and in our lives.
换句话说，这个头衔强调他在世上和我们身上所掌的王权。
And the title Christ represents the salvation that he brings.
基督这个头衔强调他带给我们的是救赎。
And then finally we have the plea that Peter makes to the crowd.
然后彼得就开始来恳求他的听众。
First of all, he makes a request.
第一个他给他们一项请求。
And we will, Brother Paul and I will read verses 37 to 39.
我们会读37节到39节。
When the people heard this, and that is the fact that their sin of crucifying Jesus Christ, the Son of God, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, Brothers, what shall we do?
众人听见这话，就是关于耶稣怎么样为我们罪而死，他们就觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎么样行？
Peter replied, Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
The promise is for you and your children and all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call.
因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。
First, his request is to be saved and to be baptized. And the two blessings are you'll receive forgiveness of sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以他的请求是第一个，你们要认罪，你们要悔改，然后第二个，你们要受洗。
So the third,
然后能够接受圣灵的洗。
So the third feature of the first New Testament gospel presentation is a summons or a plea to respond to the message.
所以在新约里面第一个布道中的第三个特点是恳求大家对这个信息做一个反应。
This plea comes as a result of the question of the audience who were cut to the heart, who were deeply convicted by the Holy Spirit. They asked brothers, what shall we do?
这是对众人听到这话觉得扎心或是受到圣灵责备之后他们所问的问题，我们当怎么样行的一个结果。
Peter gives two commissions and he gives two blessings.
彼得给了他们两个条件和两个应许。
They must repent and be baptized and they will receive the forgiveness of the sins and experience the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
他们需要悔改受洗，然后他们会受到罪的赦免，也经历圣灵的丰盛。
As Lord, Jesus Christ demands repentance and forgiveness, which is an outward expression of allegiance and faith that we have in him.
他是主，所以耶稣可以要求我们悔改受洗，这是我们表达我们忠心和对他有信心的一个外在的表现。
As Savior, he offers the unmerited free gift of forgiveness.
他是救赎主，他给我们的是我们不配得的赦免。
There is no separation of the Lordship of Christ from his role as Savior here.
在此，耶稣是主，和他是救赎者是没有分别的。
Peter immediately tells the crowd they need to do two things to be saved from sin and death.
彼得立刻告诉众人，他们需要做两件事情。让他们从罪和死亡中被救出来。
First, they must repent. Someone has said that repentance involves three phases.
第一，他们需要悔改。有人曾经说过，悔改有三个步骤。
The first is conviction.
第一个是要有觉悟。
Open admission that I have sinned.
公开的承认自己有罪。
That I have been wrong.
我做错了。
And I won't make excuses to try and cover up.
我不会找借口来保护自己的罪。
Isn't it difficult when you try to share with your faith with somebody and they're not willing to say that I'm a sinner?
有时候你们跟人家传福音的时候，你会发现到说有点困难，因为你要跟他们讲说他们是罪人。
Before a person can really come to grips with salvation, they have to admit before God that they're a sinner.
在他们还没有决定要得救之前，他们第一件事情要承认的是他们是有罪的。
Secondly, there is contrition.
第二是对罪的痛悔。
You have to believe, you have to really, really before God, genuinely be sorry for your sin.
在神面前，一定要对自己所做的真正的事很后悔。
We have to recognize that our sin is serious before God.
痛悔是我们需要在神面前做一个很严重的宣告的。
And contrition is mourning our sin before God.
痛悔是我们在神面前真正的是说，神，我真的是得罪了你。
Chuck Swindoll says, God loves a bent knee, a broken heart, and a wet eye.
Chuck Swindoll, 一个很有名的布道家牧师，他曾经说过，神喜爱跪下的膝、破碎的心和满有泪水的眼睛。
And the third stage of repentance is change.
第三个悔改的步骤就是我们需要改变。
Repentance means to change your mind about sin.
悔改的意思就是要对罪在心里有完全的改变。
It means to change your direction.
它表示说我们需要改变我们的方向。
If you say I'm wrong and I'm sorry but keep doing the same old things, you really have not experienced repentance.
如果我们只是说我错了，我觉得很对不起，但是继续不断地去做那从前所做的，那就是你还没有真正的经历到悔改。
So repentance means that you're going to change your life because of your love for God.
悔改意味着说我们生命确实决定我们要做一个改变，我们要讨神的喜悦。
So this huge crowd understood that they were sinners.
所以这些众人在当初彼得在传福音的时候，他们知道也承认他们是罪人。
They believe the message that Peter preached.
他们也相信彼得向他们所传的福音。
And they repented of their sins.
然后他们全然的悔改。
And they became Christians that day.
然后那天他们就成为了基督徒。
If you're here today without Jesus Christ as your Savior, becoming a Christian is just as simple as that.
如果今天在我们当中有些人还没有信主的话，如果你想要做基督徒的话，其实就是这么简单。
Peter also tells the audience that day that you must be baptized.
彼得又告诉他们说，你们要受洗。
A lot of people have asked me the meaning of baptism.
有很多人问过我，到底受洗的真正的意义是什么？
Baptism is an outward expression of an inward transformation of life.
受洗是我们内心改变的一个外在的表现。
It symbolizes the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ as it applies to the believer's life.
它表示在信主人身上经历基督的死、埋葬和他的复活。
Pastor Bob Russell says, when we come to Christ and recognize we are sinners, we feel dirty.
有一位牧师，他叫 Bob Russell, 他说，当我们在基督面前来的时候， 我们认识我们是罪人，我们是肮脏的。
We feel like we need a spiritual bath.
我们觉得我们需要有一个灵里的沐浴。
Baptism provides a wonderful sense of cleansing and renewal.
受洗让我们能得到受洁净和更新，很好的感受。
We begin with a new, like a new state, and we have a new start in life.
我们生命会有一个崭新的开始。
I hope all of you who are being baptized this day remember it for the rest of your life.
我希望今天各位要受洗的弟兄姐妹们，你会从今
You hear me, teenagers?
从今天开始会记得你们今天的这个经历，希望年轻人在背后也可以听得见。
This is a day that you take your stand for Jesus Christ, and you don't care if the whole world sees you following Him as your Savior.
今天你在众人面前来宣称你是属于主的。你不会在意任何其他人在世界上他们如何说你。
Peter also requests that they would be separated or bent toward God.
彼得也请他们能够分别自己出来，然后归向神。
With many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation.
彼得还用许多的话来做见证，来劝勉他们说，你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的世代。
Corrupt means bent or broken.
败坏的意思就是弯曲的意思。中文这里翻成是弯曲，英文是败坏。
Did you correct me? It means bent or crooked.
The Chinese translation is better than English.
Well, let's try the Greek. It means scoliosis, from which you get the word bent spine.
Okay. Yeah. 英文翻译是 corruption. Okay. 中文翻译是弯曲。原文是弯曲，不是 corruption.
We are saved from I don't know what he says, so it doesn't matter.
I'll talk to you later. Yeah.
I don't want to know. We're saved, you see, when you become a Christian, God saves us from a life filled with corruption and sin. He saves us from a perverse lifestyle that people live in this world.
当我们得救的时候，神其实是把我们从世上罪的生活方式和败坏里面救出来。
He says, once you were bent toward this perverse world, now I want you to be bent toward God, and I want you to have a whole, fulfilled life, and a joyful life that you can only find in Jesus Christ.
彼得说，我们以前，我们是活在罪中，我们是向罪那边靠拢，但是当我们信主了之后，我们是要归向神，我们要向神这边靠拢。
So what happened as a result of this wonderful message that Peter preached?
彼得这里所传的结果是什么？
Those who accepted his message were baptized. About 3,000 were added to the number that day.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗，那一天增加了约3,000人。
First of all, there was belief in Christ. They accepted his message.
第一，他说我们要相信基督，他们领受了这个信息。
And if you are here today without Jesus Christ as your Savior,May the Holy Spirit open up your heart to accept, to believe this wonderful gospel message that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins.
如果今天你接受了耶稣基督的话，你就成了一个新的信徒，加入原来的那批信徒。
And then secondly, the body of Christ. These new believers were added to the original group of believers, which continues the building of the church of Jesus Christ at his body.
第二，彼得就开始讲到基督的身体。当这些新信主的人，他们受洗加入了这一批新的信徒，这就是开始建立教会的第一个步骤。
The gospel is not something simply be discussed. It's a message that demands a personal response. We must always work towards provoking a response, even if it means warning and pleading with people to come to know Christ as their Savior.
福音不只是拿来讨论而已，它是需要我们有个人的反应，我们需要努力的去鼓励如此对福音的反应，即使我们需要警告，而且要恳求他们。
Who's preaching this message? It's Peter who had just days before denied Jesus Christ.
到底是谁在做这一项布道会？我们知道是彼得，但是彼得才不久之前才曾经不认主。
Remember, Jesus went out of his way to restore Peter, who was grief-stricken after denying his master.
耶稣特别要去重新复兴彼得，彼得因为不认主而曾经伤心欲绝。
Once restored, Peter was powerful, and God used him as an instrument to usher in this great era of the church.
他被复兴了之后，他得到能力，神把他作为一个有用的工具，带入这个教会的一个新的大时代。
And this pattern of restoration has been repeated over and over in history of the church, and is still waiting to be repeated today.
这个模式历代来在教会的历史中不断的在重复，现在也是在等着发生。
In 1935, Basil Kigosi, a school teacher in Rwanda, Central Africa, was deeply discouraged by the lack of life in the church and powerlessness in his own experience.
1935年的时候，在中非洲有卢安达这个国家有一个老师，名字叫Basil Kigosi， 他为了自己缺乏精力，完全无能为力，而在教会里面完全没有生命，他感到灰心。
He followed the examples of the first Christians and closed himself for a week of prayer and fasting in his little cottage.
他决定随着早期基督徒的例子，把自己关在自己的小房间里，一个礼拜来禁食祷告。
He emerged a changed man.
当他出来之后，他是一个完全不一样的人。
He confessed his sins to all those he had wronged, including his wife and his children.
他向曾经得罪的人来认罪，包括自己的妻子跟自己的孩子。
He proclaimed the gospel where he taught school, and a revival broke out, resulting in teachers and students being transformed.
他在他教书的学校里面向所有的人传福音，大复兴就燃烧起来。
Those who were transformed were called abaka, meaning people on fire.
学生跟老师都全然被改变，他们这些人叫abaka。意思是众人都被火烧起来了。
Shortly after that, Basil was invited to Uganda to share with the leaders in the Anglican church there. As he called leaders to repentance, the fire of the Holy Spirit descended upon the place, and similar results transpired in transformed lives.
不久之后，Blasio 他被邀请去乌干达，去跟那边教会圣公会的教会的领袖们分享。当他呼召教会的领袖悔改，圣灵的火再次降下来，结果就是所有一切所改变的生命。
Several days later, Basil died of fever. His ministry lasted only a few weeks, but the revival fire sparked to his ministry swept through East Africa and continued to the present.
几天之后 ，Basil 发高烧，然后就死去了。他的事工总共才做了几个礼拜而已。但是复兴的火花因他的事工燃烧了整个东非，一直到今天。
Several thousand lives have been transformed over the decades through the ministry of the East African Revival.
成千上万的人因东非的大复兴，生命被改变。
And it all started with a discouraged Christian setting himself apart to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
这都是因为有一个以沮丧灰心的基督徒将自己分别出来，寻求神圣灵丰盛而开始的。
How has Peter's first evangelistic message touched your heart today?
彼得的第一篇正道对你有什么影响吗？
What decision will you make today?
今天你有什么做什么决定吗？
I have four decisions that you can make. First of all, I have decided to change my mind and my direction through repentance and salvation.
我们有四个决定我们可以做的。第一个，借着悔改得救，改变我的思想和生命的方向。
If you want to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior today, get with one of the leaders of the church and we'll be glad to sit down and explain to you the good news of Jesus Christ.
如果今天你想要接受基督耶稣的话，你可以跟教会的领导或者弟兄姐妹们来跟他们谈你的需要。
Secondly, I've decided to make my salvation public by getting baptized.
第二个，今天我可以做个决定，向众人宣告，用受洗来宣告我的得救。
We're going to have 24 or 25, I'm not sure, but a lot of people being baptized today.
今天我们有大概23个到24个，我不记得有总数多少受洗的。
Today is an historic day in the life of the Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church.
今天对我们来讲是历史上来讲可能是一个最多人一次受洗的一次。
And the next time we have a baptism, I'd love for to be baptizing you to the glory and honor of God.
下次我们希望能够再有机会为我们当中的弟兄姐妹来受洗。
Thirdly, I have decided to claim His forgiveness of sins and His power to live in the power of the Holy Spirit of God.
第三个我们要借着耶稣得到他饶恕，靠着圣灵能力而活。
Maybe like Basio, you need to get in a closet with God and pray and ask God to forgive you and begin to walk the walk that you know you need to walk for Christ.
或许我们要跟 Basio 来学习，把自己关在一个小房间里面来面对神，然后来活出这个新的生命来。
And fourthly, I've decided to be separated from this wicked and perverse world.
第四个决定我们能够做的是要决定从邪恶的世代中分别出来。
Would everyone please bow your head and close your eyes?
我们可以请大家都低头，我们一起来祷告。
Let me ask you a question today.
让我来问各位一个问题。
Has the Holy Spirit spoken to you?
圣灵今天有没有向你说话？
If he has, please raise your hand and say, Pastor, the Spirit of God has spoken to me and there's some things I need to do today.
如果有的话，你愿意举起你的手来，你说，牧师，今天我愿意在神面前请你为我祷告。
Raise your hand, please. If the Lord has spoken to you, amen, I see several hands.
如果神感动你，圣灵感动你的话，你可以举起你的手来。
Dear God, Lord, we ask you today, Lord, to meet the needs of our people.
亲爱的天父，今天我们要祷告。求主你来供应我们弟兄姐妹的需要。
Lord, help us to be people who are willing to repent, Lord, and to follow you, Lord, with our lives.
帮助我们愿意悔改，然后脱离罪恶。
And Lord, we pray for those, God, who are making a commitment, Lord, to you in baptism today, God, that the Lord, they will walk, Lord, in fullness. And we as a church, Lord, would support them and love them and be an encouragement to them.
我们特别为那些今天要受洗的弟兄姐妹们，我们为他们祷告，是吧？让他们会有新的生命，而这个生命是可以讨你喜悦的生命。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣名求，阿门。
Amen. Thank you.